Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 7th of July. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we examine the freedom Jesus brings from the power of sin. We turn once more to our passage for this week, Romans chapter 6 and verses 12 to 23. Today, on our final day in this passage, we're reading from the Message translation. That means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't even run little errands that are connected with that old way of life. Throw yourselves wholeheartedly and full time, remember you've been raised from the dead, into God's way of doing things. Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under that old tyranny any longer. You're living in the freedom of God. So, since we're out from under the old tyranny, does that mean we can live any old way we want? Since we're free in the freedom of God, can we do anything that comes to mind? Hardly. You know well enough from your own experience that there are some acts of so-called freedom that destroy freedom. Offer yourselves to sin, for instance, and it's your last free act. But offer yourselves to the ways of God, and the freedom never quits. All your lives you've let sin tell you what to do. But thank God you've started listening to a new master, one whose commands set you free to live openly in his freedom. I'm using this freedom language because it's easy to picture. You can readily recall, can't you, how at one time the more you did just what you felt like doing, not caring about others, not caring about God, the worse your life became and the less freedom you had. And how much different is it now as you live in God's freedom, your lives healed and expansive in holiness? As long as you did what you felt like doing, ignoring God, you didn't have to bother with right thinking or right living or right anything for that matter. But do you call that a free life? What do you get out of it? Nothing you're proud of now. Where did it get you? A dead end. But now that you've found you don't have to listen to sin tell you what to do, and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling you, what a surprise! A whole, healed, put together life right now, with more and more of life on the way. Work hard for sin your whole life, and your pension is death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, our Master. God has the biggest and best gift you could ever receive. It's his grace. It's the gift that keeps on giving, because, as the songwriter Annie Johnson Flint tells us in song number 30 from our Salvation Army songbook, his love has no limits, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. There is just one catch. You have to accept it. God's grace is like any other gift. It is of no value to us unless we receive it. Now, you may be holding off accepting God's grace because you feel unworthy of it. When we think about all the wrong things we have done in our lives, the many times we have rejected and failed God and moved away from him, instead of moving towards him, it's natural to be worried that he might not love and accept us. After all, that's a very human reaction, isn't it? If someone rejects us, hurts us, and does wrong by us, our human nature wants to reject that person in return. But God is not like that. He will never reject us. Whatever we've done, whoever we may have been, He still loves us and He still longs to give us His grace. If you are overwhelmed by shame today, you can get rid of it. The grace of God can teach you to love God and draw closer to Him. It is impossible not to love God when we know He loves us so much. So, will you accept God's grace today? As you think about that question, and as you think about these thoughts today during your day, you might want to use this question to help you. How do you respond to God's grace when you realize it's a gift and not something to be earned? I do hope I'll see you again soon for some more Battle Drill devotionals. In the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.